It's a monstrosity. A bastard combination of antique piping, worn valves, and modern electronic technology. The whole thing should be blown up and built over from scratch.
Not that bad, Your Honor, I think. Not really that bad.
Radcliffe rubbed his reddened nose with the back of his hand, looked up guiltily when he saw it streaked and wet. The tall engineer beside him had not noticed. Radcliffe wiped it surreptitiously on his trouser leg.
It works. We produce a fine spirit.
It works, but just barely. Young Kolozic was tired, and there was a sharp edge to his voice. All of the packing glands should be replaced at once, or it will blow itself up without any help from me. Look at those leaks, puddles of the stuff.
I'll have it cleaned up at once, Your Honor.
That's not what I mean. Stop the leaks in the first place. Do something constructive, man. That's an order.
As you say, so shall it be done.
Radcliffe lowered his head obediently, trembling. Jan looked down on the man's balding head, the dusting of dandruff on the fringe of oily hair, and could feel only disgust. These people never learned. They could not think for themselves, and even when ordered to do the correct thing, made a mess of it half of the time. This manager was about as efficient as the collection of ancient fractioning columns, fermenting vats, and rusty pipes that made up this vegetable fuel plant. It seemed a waste of time to install the automation controls. Cold winter light from the tall windows barely outlined the dark mechanical shapes inside the building. Spotlights made pools of yellow across the floor. One of the workmen shuffled into view, paused, and groped through his pockets. The motion caught Jan's eye.
That man! Stop! He shouted.
The command was sudden, startling. The workman had not known the engineer was there. He dropped the match, even before he had lit the joint, and it fell into the pool of liquid at his feet. Sudden blue flame leapt high. Jan shouldered the man aside roughly as he jumped for the fire extinguisher, tearing it from the bracket, pounding the release as he ran. The workman was stamping wildly at the pool of burning alcohol, which only served to spread the flame. Foam coughed out of the extinguisher's mouth, and Jan directed it down, around. The fire was out in a moment, but the workman's trousers were smoldering. Jan whipped the foam across the man's legs, and then, in a fit of anger, up his legs, chest, splashing and coating his face with a white blanket.
You're an absolute fool! A total fool!
Jan turned off the valve and threw the extinguisher down. The workman was gasping and wiping his eyes. Jan looked on coldly.
You know smoking is forbidden in here. You must have been told often enough. And you're standing right under a no-smoking sign.
I don't read so well, Your Honor.
He choked and spat out the bitter liquid. Not so well, or probably not at all. You're fired. Get out of here.
No, please, Your Honor, don't say that.
The man wailed, the pain in his eyes forgotten, his mouth a gaping O of despair.
I've worked hard. My family. The dole for years.
The dole for life, Jan said coldly. The anger drained away as he looked at the man before him, on his knees in the foam. Just be happy that I'm not preferring sabotage charges. The situation was almost impossible. Jan stamped away, unaware of the staring eyes of the manager and the silent workmen. Just impossible. But better in the control room. Much better. He could almost relax, smile, as he looked at the shining order of the system he had installed. Cable conduits snaked in from all sides, merging and joining together at the control unit. He pressed the keys on the combination lock in sequence and the cover swung open. Silent, smooth, and perfect. The microcomputer in the heart of the machine ran everything with infinite precision. The terminal hung in its holster from his belt. He unclipped it and plugged it into the computer, tapped out a message on the keys. The screen lit up in instant response. No problems, not here. Though, of course, that wasn't the case elsewhere in the plant. When he asked for a general condition report, the lines of readout went marching by.